Joel, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hit ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the return of Ted versus the FCC. You think Ted versus the FCC is easy? Why don't you try it yourself there? Play you versus the FCC. Mm-hmm. Download the Men's Room app. There are hundreds of tongue twisters for you to try with your friends over the weekend while you're drunk at the bar. It is not easy. A new Ted versus the FCC is coming up. Our question, Men's Room positive style. What was the situation and who lent a helping hand? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Taylor. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Taylor, what was the situation?
All right, so a couple years back, my group of friends, there was a guy in our group. He's since then kind of been disbanded. Him and I, we had some back and forth. So I'm a big fan of him. But it was summer, and we were barbecuing. We were making steaks, and him and I got our plates first, and so we went out on the back porch and just kind of starting to eat, and I just hear, like someone trying to breathe, and I look over, and he's grabbing his throat, clearly choking, and I instantly just hop up, run over, and start giving him the Heimlich. And, I mean, I've never done the Heimlich. I've seen it in movies, so I'm basically just, like, hugging this guy as hard as I can.
Yeah.
This piece of steak flies out of his mouth, bounces on the table, and we're both shaking like a leaf. I mean, I just saved his life. I hate this guy.
Yeah. Did you guys get along better after that, or was it just the same old, same old?
Positive.
Well, so check this out. We didn't, but a year later, same kind of scenario. We're barbecuing, eating steak, and this douchebag starts choking again. And I swear to you, I gave him the Heimlich again. This time, I did it a little harder because it was like, look, you paid this bill once. Now I'm paying this bill. I'm irritated. Still can't believe I saved his life, but I did.
You saved his life twice. Now, what is? Should he not eat steak? Does he not understand the concept of chewing? Well, what is this guy's deal?
He's an idiot. He's just a stupid idiot.
Do you think that...
Wow.
I mean, well, why is it always a barbecue that you're at together, too?
He saved his life so you can talk as much smack as you want.
Why do you guys barbecue together so much if you know it's likely going to kill him?
Well, we don't barbecue anymore, is what I'll say. So.
Okay.
But,
did you hate him
pre... a group of friends, and he got the invite.
Did you dislike him pre-choking?
Yeah, well, we were friends, and then he just did some real shady stuff to me, like real shady, and I'm a nice guy. Like, I don't hold grudges, but this, you just meet someone and you're like, ugh. Like,
wait,
ugh,
hold on. Did he do shady stuff after you saved his life the first time, before, or after you saved his life the second time?
Oh, the whole time.
You're telling me you saved this guy's life twice, and he still doesn't have the decency to not be a decent human being to you?
Absolutely. That's why I'm mad at myself about it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you saved his life. I mean,
twice.
But I feel you.
Like, why don't you get him? I don't know, like a gift certificate to the Golden Corral for his birthday,
or put him on what, Omaha Steaks? They'll send him once a month to his house.
Right.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, because you're not going
to
be there.
And you have to invite him anywhere.
Right.
Ever again.
Yeah. Do this.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be a great birthday present for him. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
Omaha Steaks, shouldn't have.
Man, and I thought
he... vacuum sealed and all this dry ice. This is great.
And I thought he hated me.
Men's Room positive question. What was the situation and who lent a helping hand? 844-999-OLA.
Actually, I'm glad to hear that he had no idea how to do the Heimlich, because I'm thinking, like, I don't know how to do it, but I guess
it's pretty instinctive.
It seems like it would be instinctive, but I was just glad to hear him say it. Because I'm like, I've never heard anyone say, hey, try to give someone the Heimlich, it didn't work, and they died.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, it seems like if someone says, I did the Heimlich, it works.
I can't believe more single people aren't dead from choking.
Sure.
Because, look, man, I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
No, seems dude, like, I trust you. That's one of my fears in life.
Chew, chew,
choking
chew.
To death.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like you're just, you know, like sometimes like you don't think about it, but you just take a swallow and you're like, oh my God, I should have chewed that more.
You know instantly, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It's like I'm slowly going down your throat, but ooh, now it's a game show. Will I get out of your throat into your belly before you suffocate to death? Who knows?
I used to have a chewing song for my daughter. Chew, 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 chew when I feed her.
Is that the whole song?
Well, but I had a
did you add any other words?
On what I was feeding her.
Chew, 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 your food. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. That was pretty close to it.
Chew, chew, chew.
She had esophagus where things would get stuck.
I know something goes wrong when your face turns blue.
Chew, 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 chew. And she just there goes.
Because if you choke, I don't know what to do.
And have to take the hospital to you. Which sucks.
Men's Room Positive Question. What was the situation and who lends a helping hand? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. So, Cameron, what was the situation?
So, I guess the situation was my truck got stolen, and then my coworker was the one who lent a helping hand. She found it. It was at her neighbor's house. Nope. And so she calls me up, and she's like, oh, hey, I found your truck. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like, where's it at? Because, like, a lot of people are told me, like, oh, I seen it over here, you know, because I posted on those Facebook groups and stuff. And so I thought, okay, I'll call the cops. And then she's like, oh, no, my neighbor has it. And I'm like, oh, my God, where do you live? So I shoot down there. And then when I get down there, he was gone. But he was like, oh, I'll be right back. So we just waited for a while. And then eventually he came back in my truck. And we blocked him in. And then the cops showed up. And when he ran away, he dropped his driver's license. So they caught him later on.
Oh, wow. And was your truck okay?
Well, I mean, he, like, ripped apart the dashboard to hotwire it and everything like that.
Okay, I was going to ask, because sometimes I had a buddy whose car was stolen, and he had 4 new tires on it when he got mm-hmm. it back.
Yeah, sometimes you get an upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Maybe a new radio.
Did she know that her neighbor was kind of a scumbag?
Well, I mean, it was like, yeah. I mean, I don't think she likes any of her neighbors. But okay. She wasn't surprised to see my truck there. She was like, oh, yeah, they do weird stuff all the time, you know?
Ah, okay. Damn,
that's.
But I mean, like, how do you drop your driver's license when you're running? Like, that's because we gave him a head start. Even I was like, hey, I just want my truck back. I called the cops. You can run. I don't care.
And he really did take off running.
Yeah, he just took off running through like the Puyallup Riverbed, and then he dropped his driver's license when he was running.
And let me guess, the address on his driver's license is the very place that you're standing.
No, it was like a Shelton or something.
Ah, okay.
Did you have that? His name was Chester out of all the names.
I mean, Chester? Yeah. Oh, Chester? Man, no. You can't be a car thief and your name is Chester.
You can't even have sex with someone because they don't want to call your name.
I know
you're
Chester.
A PhD in astronomy. Everyone likes you, but you're a little dry. That's who Chester is.
Did you have to ID this guy with the cops or to show up at court or any of that stuff?
No, I mean, they sent me like a thing in the mail saying like, oh, hey, we arrested him. But it was like 6 months later on.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess you don't really need to ID him when you have his ID.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Men's Room Positive Question. What was the situation and who lent a helping hand?
Hello, Izzy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Izzy, what was the situation?
So it was back when I was a little kid. I was about, I'd say roughly around 10 years old. And we used to go crabbing. The best crabbing spot I've ever been to was right there off of a dock right there in Anacortes. And so it was getting, they ended up putting up a gate, but they didn't always leave it locked or whatever, so it wasn't to that stage yet. We went out there, it was me, my mom, my dad, and my little brother. He was about 3. And we're getting the stuff out the trunk, and I'm standing next to my parents, and they're like, where's Zach at? So we're all looking around, and I got a glimpse of his jacket, and so I pointed over there. My dad rushed over there, and it seemed like what he said was every time he got closer, it seemed like he was slipping lower and lower. He had fallen through a hole in the dock.
Ooh.
And the only thing that caught him was his hood on a railroad spike, like whatever they used to put those docks together, but it was a big nail. And so he was just hanging right there by the hood of his jacket. My dad ended up running over there and, you know, pulling him out of the hole and stuff, but it was about about a 20-foot drop.
Oh, wow. So
and the tire was kind of out, and it was just a bunch of jagged, you know, it's just gnarly rocks, really big rocks. And so, I mean, for a little kid, like, it was something that I don't know what kind of shot he would have had if he would have fallen.
Kid, man, I don't think it matters who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Little kid.
Hopefully a little kid makes it because, you know, they just bounce or something, you know, like a guy would be like, it's my back.
I mean, look, we hurt ourselves stepping off the sidewalk.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I got a bad pillow. I wake up and go, oh, God. Oh, God. I got to get to Fred Meyer, get a new pillow. That's killing me. Yeah.
This every morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why does your arm hurt? I'm like, because I have an arm and it can. Right. That's why.
You need to get rid of those pillows.
I was sleeping.
What pillow do you recommend?
Zero.
You don't sleep with a pillow.
You never slept with a pillow, have you?
Nah.
You know, you're probably one of the few people. You're probably the one, you're a one percenter in that.
There are a lot of things.
1%. Yeah,
exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Usually I sleep with my gold pillow, like most of us 1%ers do.
Let me ask you a question then. Why do you have the satin pillowcases just in case?
Just in case.
Do you have pillows? Like, just tucked away in
my
closet?
Yeah, I have pillows on my bed.
Oh,
I make my bed. I just, right. When I go to sleep, I either push them to the side or...
Is it difficult for you when you go and sleep in a motel because there's like six pillows?
I like to throw them.
You know, there's like two in the back.
Why do they keep putting so many pillows on the bed?
They got the big cylinder pillow that they give me. It looks like a tube. And then you get all the front pillows.
Pillows are like cheese. Most people like it.
Pillows are like cheese.
But at a certain point, there could be too much cheese.
There can be too much cheese.
I had an omelet once. Way too much cheese.
Too much cheese.
Too much cheese.
In your omelet?
On it.
Give me more cheese.
Now, when you sleep without a pillow, do you sleep on your front or do you sleep on your back?
I sleep on my side.
You sleep on your side?
Yeah, I'm a fetal position sleeper.
And your neck isn't all cranked up like this in the morning?
I don't know. I just know my back doesn't hurt. And I equate that to sleeping without pillows. It's a whole lifestyle.
I use a very flat pillow. Like, I hate those big poofy ones that everyone has now. Like, you lay your head in it and both sides of it puff up around your head like it's trying to kill you.
Yeah, and they're comfortable, like, if you're watching the tube or something.
Yeah, but to sleep in, I just feel like I'm laying my head in a puddle. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to suffocate. I like a flat, that ratty, stained piece of garbage pillow that no one wants. That's the one I want.
Yeah, you should get a brick.
Says right here,
sleep on a brick.
Sleeping without a pillow is better for your neck and your spine.
Huh.
How about that, Ted? You're
told
right.
Told
you. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ted versus the FCC coming up first time for a few emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You got a rash on your face.
Fellas, today is the birth of my good friend's son. We're both big fans of the show and listen while working on his house. If it is possible, could I get all the dirty Germans talking about how great life will be with a half-Chinese boy named Virgil? Thank you, guys. That from Conrad Lungen.
Yeah, it's going to be lots of fun for people that aren't him.
Yes, you know, honestly, I'm a little scared about this name Virgil.
Who names their child Virgil?
I don't know.
And in Germany, it'd be Virgil.
Ja, den chinesischen Essen ist das Beste.
Yeah, that's just not nice to say.
Here's another baby born today.
Ooh.
Guys, I'm running purely on 5-hour energy. Please wish happy birthday to my newborn man-child of a son, Eli. He was brought into this world at 6:39 a.m. today via the sunroof due to the fact that he's 9 pounds, 10 ounces. You know what that means?
C-section.
That's it. His mother just didn't have the trunk capacity. It's okay, though. She managed without any other issues. Might as well give me your penis is too small. And if the dirty Germans could warn him of the never-ending dad jokes coming his way. Thank you, gentlemen. That from Craig.
Yeah, I hate to tell you this, but your father will embarrass you for every day of your life. But the day you have a child of your own, all of his jokes will become yours.
Yeah, at least he has you to take the blame. People tell me I'm just telling old jokes. It's also this Eli, strong name. Thank you for the tailgate.
Gentlemen of Wobbin, here's one for you. We would love to wish our triplets, Kate, Audrey, and Cameron, a happy 13th birthday. Our daughter, Katie, would love to have a little kid fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich!
Audrey would love an Obama drop the beat.
Drop the beat.
And our son Cameron would love a Leroy Jenkins. They listen every day on their way home from school.
Leroy Jenkins!
Also, you may be wondering how we've dealt with raising triplets in our lives. For Daddy, it's one simple word. Booze. Sweet, sweet booze. Thank you guys so much. You're great. That from the Daddy. What else we got?
There's no other way.
Block 16 would like to send out a happy 24th to the world's greatest carpenter, Austin Hilton, followed by a your penis is too small, and I just said that. Guys, today's the 26th birthday, and I want nothing more than a shout-out from my favorite radio crew. I coach high school track and field in nearby Tacoma, Washington. With our first day of practice coming up, I was kind of hoping the Coach Ted would come in with the assist and give a motivational speech for my athletes about the crazy season that they have ahead of them.
Make sure you listen to today's shot of the day with your team, then.
Okay. I appreciate the job you guys do. Keep making this world a better place. That from Jacob. is in fact a coach.
The thing is here, and listen up, kids, all of you, get around it. It's track and field, right? It's a lot of people thinking 100-yard sprint. You're looking at the fancy events, maybe the miler, this and that. But it's going to come down to each and every one of you. I'm looking at you, Javelin. I'm looking at you, Shot Put. We're going to need all you kids to pitch in and believe. One team, one heartbeat, we win.
Boy, I hope they don't suck.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be all right.
Hope the pole vaulter doesn't get his scrotum.
I had a feeling that you're going, yeah.
If you're, listen, you are a track and field coach. You want to hear the shot of the day, because believe it or not, the coach plays into the story.
Guys, can you wish my wife Ashley a happy birthday with a Suck It Up cupcake? And the Dirty German's talking about getting tattooed. Thanks, guys. That from Jeremy.
So, Suck It Up cupcake!
Yeah, after one night with me, you will certainly feel tattooed.
Yeah, see, that's the funny thing about these tattoos, is sometimes they're on places of body where you have to ink them back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about. It was popular.
Guys, it is the wife, Lorana's birthday today. Can I get an inspirational message from Miles, please? Sure, I can hook you up with that.
All right, Lorana. Remember, when you come to a fork in the road, you should pick it up. It could pop someone else's tire and cause an accident.
It's good advice, isn't it?
Solid, thank you. Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to put that foam in.
Right.
Guys, can I get a 28th birthday shout-out to Samir Leidowis? He lives in Vegas. Can he get Robin saying something mean to him in German, please?
Ja, du kannst dich ruhig selbst ein bisschen umrühren mit den Holzlöffel.
Birthday shout-out to my 28-year-old daughter, Shay. Let the Dirty Germans tell her about grandchildren, please. We'd appreciate that. And maybe a fish sandwich if we could.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, I don't know much about these grandchildren, but tonight, let's just say we're going to make some Shea butter.
Yeah, sounds like, say, once you have these grandchildren, so why don't you come over here and I'll hand you a couple of Nutter Puffs.
Yeah, does she care who the father is?
Yeah, you say she's 28, huh? We can help with this.
Yeah.
Guys, birthday shout out for the Dirty Snake. Happy birthday, Rob, you rat bastard. How about Coach Ted talking about entering your mid-30s? Sincerely, that from the Bearcat.
Coach knows well too well about it, mid-30s. Let me tell you a little story about your mid-30s, all right? The other day I went out, and I had 2 shots of whiskey, and woke up the next day feeling like crap.
That's it.
I even looked at Mike Hawk, and I said, Mike, I don't know what's going on. He said, you're getting old.
Guys, today is my fiance Nathan's 30th birthday. Big fan of the show. Could you wish him a happy birthday with a Suck It Up cupcake and the Dirty Germans talking about Formula One car racing?
Ooh. So, Suck It Up cupcake!
That's from Holly.
Yeah, I have a personal formula because you are the one. But also, I like watching any man ride around in circles. It reminds me of a little trick I have, but it involves my tongue.
Yeah, I see that formula. Joe Mazzillo is a big fan of open mouth racing. It's more of your open wheel. Either way.
Yeah, open mouth racing.
Yeah, Formula One's fun because it's always the same 3 guys that win.
Guys, send a birthday shout out to my best friend Kayla. She's getting real old, like 30 years old. How about a Suck It Up cupcake and the Dirty Germans talking about beer and big jugs? Love you. That from the Little Elf.
So, Suck It Up cupcake!
Yeah, when I picture these big jugs, I like to call myself the moonshiner. And first, I like to sit on my front porch and blow into them.
Yeah, so that's when it's a band you could play in. Miles knows how to play it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to play in the jug band.
Yeah. It's beer and big jugs.
Yeah, it goes,
Yeah. You sound like you're dressed for Oktoberfest already.
Guys, my 32nd birthday. Let's see what I got last year. How about a Leroy Jenkins and the Disney characters talking about which princess that they want to take behind the castle and make the sweet Disney magic with? That from Brad.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Well, gals. Because of the contract I signed with old Mixture Confidentiality, I can't tell you exactly which ones, plural, like to meet me, but when I hear them yell, let's do it doggy style, I know that's called to meet your gooster.
You know, he's full of ass. Last time I saw him, he was out back making magic with the dwarves.
Don't knock until you try, Mick.
What you did to Sleepy was weird.
Hey, he's the one who's tired. I told him you might want to keep one eye open.
I run this park. I wouldn't lay with any of the princesses.
I'll tell you what, the real secret is Tinkerbell. She fits in the pocket like your personal sex toy.
But speaking of princesses...
Don't flap those wings again.
Mario hates us.
Hola, guys and women, would you like to give a shout out for my 36th trip around the sun? How about an owl hitting the window and a what the F is that, bro? Longtime listener, love you guys. How's that for Mr. Sean?
Oh, my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Men's Room, hola. Today is my wonderful wife Kate's 37th trip around the big orange ball, and I'm hoping to get her a Leroy Jenkins and a dirty German talking about being a banker and a real estate loan officer. Happy birthday, that from Joshua.
What the hell did I want?
Oh, that's all right. Leroy Jenkins?
Oh!
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, for your birthday, I want to show you all kinds of things. Your gift is hiding in my palms.
Yes, I mean, you're a banker, so I'm sure you're familiar with the exotic loveliness of the bank when that tube shoots up there.
Yeah, want to make a deposit on your forehead?
Yeah. So, you know, one time I had one of those tubes.
You got a vacuum tube?
Really?
No, like the little canister.
Oh, the canister.
How'd you get that?
We just drove off by mistake with it.
Your mom forgot to put it back in there.
No, it was my buddy, and then we kept it.
Huh.
It seemed really fun at the time.
Yeah.
Guys, I know my husband is going to forget to wish me a happy birthday, so I'll do it myself. How about a suck it up cupcake and the dirty Germans talking about almost being 40? Thanks, guys. That from April.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, you're on my bucket list for someone who is almost 40, but not quite.
Yeah, the best part is you still get to joke and join committees that are about people in their 30s.
Yeah, the best thing about your age is now we can do my favorite position, the dirty nine.
Bertellos, I was hoping you wish my mom Chris the best birthday ever. She's the greatest mom. She would love to hear a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about being a nurse and manager, her two professions. Lots of love from Alicia, Jeff, Whiskey, and Zorro.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, as a nurse, I'm sure you've seen lots of naked penis, but you have not seen mine.
Yeah, and as a manager, you get to see it all.
Yeah. Even the x-rays are sexy if you like bones.
Bitches, buddy Jake is 40 today. Can he get a, oh my God, what the F is that, bro? And some turtle wax. Rock on, bitches. And Jake always root for Ted to fail the FCC game. That from Dylan.
Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Guys, liquor and where's my friends? I'd like to make a birthday shout out to my wonderful husband, Steve Henry. He is 53 years old, huge fan and listener to the Men's Room. Can you guys give him a little kid fish sandwich? And he would love to hear Wobbin wish him a happy birthday in German. He's been my best friend since I was 19. We've been married almost a year. I want to wish him the happiest birthday. Love you, Pleep. That from Alicia.
Ja, ein fröhlichen Geburtstag und ein bisschen Kuchen dahinter schmeißen.
Guys, today is my oldest brother's birthday. Instead of retiring, he decided to keep working and play in the poop-filled sewers of Sammamish. Hope you're living the dream, bro. Could he have the dirty Germans talking about his love for the sewers? Thanks, that from the state worker.
Yeah, I feel like these sewers so much. There's a place for me that smells like one. I want you to visit.
Yeah, if you like sewers so much, apparently you're popular on Twitter these days. So I know what you've been eating.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you,
Yas, the Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails. The poppy seed of pregnancy, Olibacholas. Funny enough, not only can you trick a drug test into a false positive, you can also use poppy seeds to get a false positive on a pregnancy test. Yes, even dudes can fake a pregnancy. Rock on, bitches. Love the show. That from Ace.
Why didn't we have Mike take a pregnancy test?
We should have. We could do it right now if we wanted to. Subject is profile this. Guys, the profile this segment the other day that was in the West Point, California was pretty funny. Would have never guessed it was Asian. The town is primarily a bunch of bush Okies. I used to work in the area and still live in the Calaveras County. It's strange to hear my county mentioned on the radio. Miles, West Point is like the West Virginia of California, to give you an idea. The local joke was the toothbrush was invented in West Point. If it was anywhere else, it would have been called the teeth brush.
Same joke on the East Coast. It's West Virginia.
Yeah.
That from the angry German mechanic. Let's see here. What I saw on my way to work. Guys, I work construction, travel a lot when I was younger. There was eight of us outside of Gettysburg on the job site, and there was a woman in the window with her boobs hanging out, and the guy driving locked up the brakes to try to get a better look, but she was gone. Saw a lot of different things on many of those jobs. You guys rock. That from Ron, who listens in Buffalo, New York. I'm just assuming WCMF goes all the way to Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Gettysburg?
It's a ghost.
But I'll tell you right now, even if I knew you're a ghost and you're showing me your boobs, I'm going to look at your ghost boobs.
Ghost boobs. Guys, I once saw a guy counting crack rocks in his car while I was riding the city bus. My friend and I saw a trucker also that had a sign that read, show me your boobs, but he spelled it with a T. I'm a guy, but I showed him mine. Must be lonely on the road. That from Clint. What you saw while driving. A gentleman of Wabin heading back to North Carolina from Dallas on leave. It's late at night. Some guy I'd never met and I wind up playing leapfrog for a while. Well, he seems to just book it and speed off. I see his taillight get smaller into the distance. Then instantly, I see headlights. Then a taillight. And back and forth.
Oh.
As I get closer, there's a cloud of dust. And a few feet further is the guy with his car upside down in a ditch. He explained he tried to avoid something, the critter kind of thing on the road, and he just got his car. Another military couple and myself offered to help him out. We went our separate ways. I still feel sorry for that guy, though. Stay beautiful, bitches. That from the guy.
He didn't want to be a critter hitter.
Exactly. That's right. I don't want to kill that thing. I'm just going to kill my life in my car. All right, let's go back in time, if we could, to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship. Shooting, squirting scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hands.
Three times fast.
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship. Shooting, squirting scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hands.
One.
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship. Shooting, squirting scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shamming, sandy hand.
Two!
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship. Shooting, squirting, scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shamming, sandy hand.
Whoa! All right, we got to win last time in Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that's right. What a late night. We were hard at work last night. I mean, we had everything flowing, man. The brain power was amazing. And I'm sorry that you guys missed it, because as always on these nights before Ted versus FCC at the men's room house, we tuck everyone in bed. Mm. After we drink warm milk and share toast, and everyone goes to sleep. Miles and I go down to the kitchen. We work hard, Bob.
Yep.
Everyone just sleeps quietly in their cute little three-level bunk bed.
Got to bed at 4:45. Woke up after a quick nap. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come in. We check our email. Wouldn't you know it, Ted? You're not going to believe this. There is a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
Son of a bitch.
Not only is it a listener, but it's our head writer, Sir Jolly Joe. So this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. And as Jolly Joe says, here she blows. Nick licks thick ducks and Chuck sucks duck chicks. But sometimes Nick sucks Chuck's duck and Chuck licks Nick thick ducks. I farted. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Nick licks thick ducks and Chuck sucks duck chicks. But sometimes Nick sucks Chuck's duck, and Chuck licks Nick's thick ducks. I farted.
Three times fast.
Nick licks thick.
He did it. Figured he'd kick the tires.
Nick, stop.
What are you doing?
Come on, Nick.
At least it felt good, I bet.
Chuck doesn't even care about you, bro.
And ducks are looking at you.
Yeah, right?
That's one for the lost column.
I didn't fart, by the way.
And Ted versus the FCC.
Play you versus the FCC. Download the Men's Room app. If you think it's that easy, you can give it a try. Hundreds of tongue twisters and riddles up there when you download the Men's Room app. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman went viral after a comedian stopped her in a subway station in London and asked her to finish singing a Lady Gaga song. And she totally killed it.
Huh. She did.
She did.
Yeah.
It was good.
I couldn't tell if he was hoping people would really suck, and that was supposed to be funny. But she's just nonchalant. It's like, yeah, I can sing that.
Nice.
I can sing it.
Or knowing how things go, like, I know this woman who can really sing the song very well. Why don't I act like I'm randomly walking up to her and asking her if she can sing it?
Boom.
And then she nails it?
Could be.
I'm just trying to be that skeptic now that I found out about the Australia story. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Oh, you're crushed by the dwarf, aren't
yeah,
you?
I really did. I'm going to let that one go.
Doctors are warning women not to use homemade tampons.
Did the doctors need to tell you that, ladies? Come on, man.
Beware.
I mean, just certain things, don't DIY it.
Right.
Just don't.
I'm sure this hand sanitizer will clean out this cut.
Right.
KFC is taking its chicken and fresh donuts combo nationwide.
Okay.
Awesome.
There's going to have to be Popeyes in my mind.
Yeah.
That fried chicken sandwich.
Here's my problem. When I first saw this sandwich, because it's two glazed donuts housing a chicken sandwich, the heat from that chicken sandwich, is that not going to melt the glaze on those donuts?
They cut the donut in half, don't they?
I don't think so. I think it's actually
so it's
legitimately
two separate
donuts.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
insane.
Oh, I thought you cut it in half.
Didn't they cut it in half? Well,
they
I'm not working on it, so I don't know. No. I'm just saying.
Well, they cut it in half, then, though.
Regardless, the point still remains that that's going to be a really slick sandwich to grab a hold of.
Mike's right. That's two donuts.
Two, no, cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, look, here's the thing. You can't worry about logistics when you're eating a fried chicken donut sandwich.
That's all I do,
that's
Ted.
A good, you got nothing to bitch about.
That's my job. I worry about logistics. A dad in England is upset that his daughter's school gave students a list of things that they could do to show that they love someone other than sex. Basically, it's sex alternatives. One suggestion? Suck on their toes.
Oh. But baby, just have sex with them. At least that's not gross.
I think we know what this guy's into.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, that wasn't part of the curriculum.
You know what? You're right. He's just telling you.
Hey, kids, are we trying to get a good grade? A lot of people really like it when you suck their toes.
Yeah. Vacuum in this outfit.
I can see it now.
Wrap them up in a diaper and change them like a baby.
They're out there. They're driving in his car. They go out to make out point. She heads on down to his toes.
Let me just watch you pet a hamster.
Grab the toilet paper roll. An Airbnb host in Kansas found drugs, knives, and bloodstains after a couple rented his place for 2 days.
All right.
The cops tracked down the couple, found drug paraphernalia on them, and arrested them.
You don't say.
What? A man in Virginia who was caught trying to steal goats pretended that he was drunk. Probably his best way out.
It doesn't matter if you steal something. Like, I could go into a store and grip as much stuff as I want. I come out and I act like I'm drunk. I'm still a shoplifter.
It's just less embarrassing when people think you're drunk.
Okay.
Well, and I wonder if they wouldn't bring down the sentence just a little bit knowing that you were in an altered state and just being stupid.
Maybe you just get drunk and trespassing as opposed to attempted theft.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Who steals a goat?
Apparently not drunk people.
Sober people.
That's so weird.
Sober people in Virginia. That's right. Let's talk about how Virginia likes goats. Not horses.
That's not where the goat man lives, though.
We're moving on. What makes dogs so special? The fact that they form loving relationships with people.
That's why we think they're special.
Unlike your girl.
Oh. Damn. Someone put that out. 7-Eleven.
I don't know. Like, obviously the dog likes you.
Right.
I mean,
that's
kind of the thing with dogs.
You take care of them. You hang out with them.
I was
there
to study.
They're pack animals.
There's also nobody else in their lives, so you're kind of all they got. So
that's strong point.
Put it all into them.
And they're pack animals.
You keep feeding them and petting them and playing with them.
Right.
Sleeping with them.
7-Eleven.
You don't sleep with the dog? You sleep with the dog on your bed.
I kick the dog off the bed.
Do you?
Attaboy.
Smelly damn thing. Yeah, I get him off of there.
Smelly damn thing.
Yeah, he steals all my covers. He sleeps on my side, and then I can't get enough blanket in the night, so I have to kick him off the bed.
Okay.
I shouldn't say that. When I dog sit, I'll let the dog sleep with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're one man sitting in the bed all by yourself, and so she, you know, whatever dog you're sitting, can take some of the bed over there. My dog, for some reason, needs to, like, pull the covers off me.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't get that privilege no more. The hell off my bed. 7-Eleven has started selling Peeps-flavored Slurpees for Easter.
No.
About time.
Don't.
Apparently, it's only for a few weeks, and they'll disappear shortly after April 12th.
Because they're going to taste like crap, especially if they nail the taste of a peep.
You think if they hang on to it, they can sell the stale peep slurpee?
Yeah, stale peep slurpee. Why not?
I mean, it's only for Easter. Of course, it'll go away.
Would you try the peep slurpee?
Peep slurpee, I'd try.
Really?
I'm not big on eating peeps, unless, you know, stale ones here or there, but right. I'd try the peep slurpee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that said, I bet I haven't had slurpee in 5 years.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Not so much, huh?
I know somebody who had to clean those out for a living, worked for a refrigeration company. You think that maybe a bar that doesn't change their tap lines are pretty disgusting? Wait till the sugar and all that stuff does its magic.
Sure, that's right.
You don't ruin Slurpees, all right, man?
I'm just telling you. You're not going to ruin draft beer for me either. I get it. If you like a Slurpee, like a Slurpee.
You tell me they found a mouse in there. I can pour my beer.
How much did he drink? Ready for this? Thrillist.com just ranked 18 major fast food chains solely on how their best dipping sauce compares to everyone else.
All right.
Any idea on who the best? I have the top two.
I know who I think should be included in it, but I don't think that it would matter.
Yes.
You know what I would say? I've always liked Taco Bell sauce.
Okay.
I think Taco Bell sauce is fantastic. Good. I think the most underappreciated would be the selection at Arby's. Between the horsey sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
Between the Arby's sauce. I think as far as the original sauces that were... I mean, granted, people get crazy now with all kinds of dipping sauce. But I think Arby's was the gold standard back in the day.
I'm saying Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce.
Miles, you're nowhere close. Number one is Culver's Wisconsin Cheddar Cheese Sauce. That's
Culver's, by the way, I read this whole thing. I didn't remember, obviously, but Culver's dominated this list. Basically, it's like the best fast food restaurant ever. I just never been to one.
Number two, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, the regular Chick-fil-A sauce is good, too.
The worst. Real quick on the worst. Any ideas?
The worst?
I don't know.
Worst fast food chains based on their sauce.
I mean, probably just crappy barbecue sauce.
Carl's Jr. Sweet and Bold Barbecue.
Yeah.
And the very last, In-N-Out Burger Spread.
Is that what they call it?
Yes. That's just what they put on their hamburgers. Can you get a side? I guess you can get a side.
You get animal style fries.
Oh, well, really? People don't like all over that?
I guess not.
Huh.
Apparently not.
I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
The tide's turning in and out.
Look out. Here they come. Man in Seattle robbed a bank on Wednesday, then tried to get away in a cab. When he saw the cops following him, he got out, tried to get away on a public bus. The cops stopped it a few blocks later and arrested him.
Okay. Right.
Police received two calls about active shooters in Cincinnati, but there was just one thing wrong with them.
What was that? I'll
tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This, 844-999.
Hola.
Yep.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.